I think a lot of people approach religion as something that, you know, we just find out how to live our lives. God tells us what we should do, and so we can do it. And in that sense, many of us approach religion as something that's really detached from history. It doesn't really matter what happened in the past, even though many religions have stories. It doesn't really matter what happens in the future. What really matters is me right now and how I live. God just wants me to be a good person. There's kind of a problem with that, though, because our problem, our biggest problem, is not that we don't know what we should do. Yes, we need help. We need wisdom to guide us and that we can follow. But do you find that even when we know what we should do, a lot of times we don't do it? I mean, raise your hand, please, if you live exactly the way that you know you should all the time. Go ahead, raise your hand. If you want to raise your hand, you can come up here and preach the sermon today. Because I haven't figured that out yet. Our biggest problem is that even knowing what we should do, knowing how we should live and act, we don't do it. Either because we lack the strength, or very often because we lack the will to do it. We're so tied up in our own immediate desires that we forget what we should do and act on what we just want to do in the moment. If Christianity is really just God telling us all the things that we should do and how to be a good person and how to act, and then it's up to us to go do it, we're kind of in trouble. Because God then hasn't dealt with our biggest problem. Thankfully, that's not what the Christian faith is about. The Christian faith, first and foremost, the foundation of it is that God has done something for us. Not just told us how to act, but done what we need Him to do. Our God, the God of the Scriptures, is a God who acts. And during the Advent season, we're talking about the ways that God shows Himself, reveals Himself to us. And last week we said God speaks to us because He wants us to know Him. This week we look at how God acts on our behalf so that we can see Him involved in the world in which we live. And this morning I want to look at three different places we see that happening. We see it happening in the Exodus story, God acting there. We see it happening in Jesus, and we see it happening in our own lives. First, in the Exodus story that we just read, we saw that God had spoken to Moses last week and told him, I'm going to set you free. I'm going to deliver you. Notice in that God wasn't saying to Moses, I'm going to give you 7 steps that you can take to get yourselves out of Egypt. He didn't just tell Moses what to do. He said, I am going to do something for you. And today we see that happening. Before our passage today, there was the story of the 10 plagues. And how God was showing Himself to be the true king. You see, when Moses and Aaron went to the Pharaoh and said, God says, we talked to Yahweh, God, and He says to let His people go, the Pharaoh says, I don't know this God. How do I know what you're saying is true? I'm not going to let your people go. And God is saying, I'm going to show Pharaoh who is the real king. He's the king of Egypt. I am the true king. And the plagues show that. And finally, Pharaoh says, all right, fine, I get it. I'm not the king of the Hebrew people. I'm not the king of the world. You get out of here. But today, we see that he and his other Egyptian leaders said, wait a second. We've just lost a lot of great slave labor. Go get them. And the Israelites are saying, okay, what are we going to do now? They're coming to chase after us. We're done. They haven't learned that God acts. And so God tells Moses to open up his arms and the sea parts and they walk through safely. And all those who are trying to persecute and oppress God's people are caught in the sea. God acts on behalf of his people. He's not just a God who talks. He's a God who does something. And what we have to understand as we read the scriptures, and if you read the scriptures, you will see that the Hebrew people come back to this story over and over again. They say, we have a God who brought us out of Egypt. And so we can trust him now, because we have a God who acts. And even in the Gospels, there is allusion after allusion to the Exodus story. pointing back to this time when God acted on behalf of his people and delivered them from slavery so that they could know that there was a God who was acting right now in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus is kind of, as much as he was a teacher, as much as he spoke, Jesus was God's love in action, doing something that we needed to have done. Jesus, on Christmas, what we celebrate is that God actually came to be with us. He didn't just send us a line. He didn't just send us a message. He came physically in an action to be with us. A baby born in a manger. As Jesus grows up and as he starts his ministry, we see Jesus healing people and casting out demons and bringing hope to people in a variety of ways, acting it out to authenticate. Just like God had to authenticate himself to the Pharaoh in Egypt, Jesus is authenticating himself to the people, saying, look, I am a God who acts and does things. Isn't that problem about how we know what we should do and don't do it? Jesus took care of that too. Because instead of just saying, I forgive you, he went to the cross to die for us. In Hebrews, it talks about who Jesus was. He says he was the exact imprint of God. He was God himself with us. And it says, after having made purification for sins, he went and sat down next to God. Jesus acted on the cross. And God, the Father, acts in bringing Jesus back from death in the resurrection. I don't think God could have just taught us to raise ourselves from the dead. We have to know that there is a God who acts on our behalf, who does it for us. That is what Christianity is about. God can't teach us out of our human situation, our needs. He acts on our behalf. And that brings us to our lives. Do we believe that God can actually act in our lives? During the Advent season, we celebrate something that has happened, a way that God has acted in the past, in coming, in the first Advent, the first coming of Jesus. We look ahead to a time when God is coming, again, to act in the future and make this world right. But he acts in our lives right now. In the book of Revelation, it describes God as the God who is, and who was, and who is to come. Is right now. The same God who was and acted in the past, and the same God who will act in the future. Something I noticed in Exodus that I had never noticed before is in chapter 14, verse 21. We know that God parted the Red Sea, but it describes exactly how he did it. It says, Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. An ordinary man just raises up his hands. It says, the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night. By an ordinary wind, an act of nature. God does extraordinary acts of grace by ordinary means, by very everyday things. God is acting in our lives. When we talk about reading the Bible and opening up the scriptures, we're not just learning how we should live. God tells us that when we open up the scriptures and come to God in faith and read his word to us, that the Spirit is doing work in our hearts. We learn, yes, that we should be compassionate and loving and have peace. But it's the Spirit who makes our hearts into people who are compassionate and loving and peaceful. And God uses us in other people's lives as well. God wants to work in you, and he wants to work through you as you follow him. I was at the AA and Al-Anon banquet this past week, and I was talking to a man who, he was telling me a story about this past week. He said he found this old flyer from a meeting that was, an AA meeting that was a ways away. And for some reason, he picked up this flyer and he just went to that church. And for whatever reason, the pastor happened to be there, and the pastor said, well, they haven't really been meeting for a long time. This group had dissolved. So this guy thought he traveled all that way for no reason. Except that very night, even though this group didn't even meet anymore, there were two new people that came who'd never come to an AA meeting before and had found that same flyer and had come because this was the first time they were recognizing this need for help in their struggle. And this guy was there. He said, that's not an accident. That was God acting in these people's lives to bring him there so that they could receive hope and start this process of healing. Our God is a God who acts. This Advent season is about a God who acted on our behalf. He acted in the Exodus story, and in Jesus, and on the cross, and in the resurrection. He will act again to make this whole thing new and restore and make this world right. He is acting right now through us and in us in our lives. And I know this is a somewhat bold statement. I don't make them too often, but I don't think there is any such thing as a Christianity that neglects any one of those three realities: that God has acted in the past in Jesus, that God will act in the future, and that God is acting right now in this world around us. Last week, we said God speaks. And I asked, are you listening? This week, we say God acts. And the question is, are our eyes open? Are our eyes open to see the ways that God is moving right now? The ways that he's moved in the past and the ways that he is moving right now in our lives, calling us to follow him. Are your eyes open? Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you so much that you're not just a God who says things, but a God who does things. A God who acts on our behalf because you love us. As we open our eyes to the things you've done in the past, we worship you and thank you. And we pray that our eyes would be more open to what you're doing right now. We ask all of this in the name of our Savior Jesus. Amen.